This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new recording by pianist Arwan Ortiz, who grew up in Cuba and lived in Spain a few years before moving to the U.S. in 2002. Musicians he's worked and recorded with since then include Esperanza Spalding, Wallace Roney, Greg Osby, and Steve Touré. Kevin says Ortiz's new trio music is fully bilingual.
Ortiz with a little typical misdirection. He starts like he's going to play a stately Cuban song, and then slowly everything slides a little sideways. That's Ortiz's new album Hidden Voices in a nutshell, with its offbeat recombinations of Cuban strains and modern jazz. Those traditions have always been compatible, but there was a time when musicians from each stream could sound unsteady stepping into the other. Nowadays, there are many more musicians, like Arwan Ortiz, at home in both worlds. Arwan Ortiz can play two-handed Cuban piano in the familiar driving style, but that's really not what he's about. In New York, he has studied with pianist, composer, and thinker Muhal Richard Abrams, who opened him to the idea of letting other arts inform his music. Ortiz feels the sway of Cubism as well as Cuba. He tweaks old ideas. Cuban pianists improvise over fixed rhythmic cycles all the time, but not a stumbling, slow-motion 13-beat cycle. Arwan Ortiz's partners on Hidden Voices are also resourceful players with a wide conceptual reach, bassist Eric Rivas and drummer Gerald Cleaver. They can handle whatever the pianist serves up. In the middle of the action, they might disappear through a trapdoor and then sneak back in the window, like on a medley of two Ornette Coleman tunes. Ornette Coleman's Open or Close and The Sphinx. Arwan Ortiz's trio also plays Thelonious Monk's Skippy, a quiet free improvisation, and some more original tunes. But the pianist ends Hidden Voices with a sparse version of an old Cuban folk song, returning to his beginnings. Because no matter where in the world you end up and what you learn getting there, where you started out is always a big part of who you are.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Hidden Voices, the new recording by Cuban pianist Arwan Ortiz. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we talk about Donald Trump's track record as a businessman. He's never held elected office, but he describes himself as a great businessman who will make our economy sing again. We'll talk with Washington Post investigative reporter Robert O'Hara about what he found investigating Trump's business practices. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Thea Chaloner. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with a recording by singer Ernestine Anderson, who died last Thursday. She was 87. This is her 1959 recording of Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song, a melody. Haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, oh, that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you were in my arms. The night tells his fairy tale of a paradise where roses grew, though I dream in vain. In melody.